Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
What is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God? In other words, He wants you to change your mind so that you can prove that His Word is true and bring the kingdom of God into your world.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's continue in this message series with Pastor Rogers. I know this series has been a blessing to you. This is Transform, Part 3. Change your mind, change your life. Let's go into the message today.
I still got some of those cards from my second grade class, Miss McCann. Joey's a fine student, but he talks too much. Why? I'm clowning in the classroom. Okay? I can hear my dad's voice right now. Son, you got to apply yourself. You got to apply yourself. Because we would think our children foolish after spending 12 years at school, and you're still operating on a kindergarten level of faith. I'm about to come down there and throw something. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If we won't accept it out of our children spending 12 years, and here's the deal today, we want to blame the teacher, we want to blame everybody else. When if you'll say to your child, listen, you're not going down there to clown, you're not going down there for a social activity, you're going down there to learn something, and then make them accountable when they come home and don't just sit them in front of the television and they soak in everything that's coming down. Come on, somebody. And then get mad at them because they're not achieving. They should look at you and say, Mom and Dad, how long we been going to church? And why are you two fighting and calling about a divorce in this house? I thought you spoke in tongues the other day. You might want to pull your ear early tonight. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Why are the statistics out there the same inside of the church? It's because our minds are not being renewed. And we're thinking the same way as the people out there. Listen, on 9/11, 17 days after 9/11, churches packed out. Because everybody thought it was the apocalypse. It's the Armageddon. I remember standing in this auditorium when the news media showed up. The cameras from the TV3 showed up out here wanting to interview. Is this Armageddon? You know why? Because this world don't know what Armageddon is. They think every time a volcano goes up, it's Armageddon. The news media throws it out and they've thrown it. Listen to this. Ooh, I'm teaching now. They've thrown it out there so much and used the terminology so much that it's like the boy who cried wolf. And now a world doesn't believe in heaven. It doesn't believe in hell. It doesn't believe in the coming of the Lord. It doesn't believe most of this book. Come on, somebody. Only 58% of America believes in hell. And now we've got a crisis because now inside of the church, we've got people that were standing up playing on guitars, leading people in worship, ladies and gentlemen, that are falling away from the faith, preachers that are falling away. One guy right now who is a supposed prophet that is already being lifted up and everything's okay, but he's all been involved in homosexual activity and bisexual activity and messing around with kids and interns. But this coming weekend, he's going to be preaching in the pulpit. The devil is a liar. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pick the book up and find out what is right and what is wrong because we are so far off the map. We're so far off the map, we don't know what right is and wrong is anymore. There is no absolute. We've been sold this whole thing about relativism. If it's true for you, it's true for you. Well, the devil is a lie. Try that on in an airplane when it's going down. You're going to go up and ask the pilot, hey, how you feeling about it? Feeling? This is not about feeling. He's going to take off and go down the runway. And the guy in the tower is going, wait. Flight, whatever, wait. Oh, you know what? I'm feeling pretty good about it. How many of you gonna climb on the plane with somebody like that? I need somebody who's gonna listen to the mind of the Spirit and involve themselves in the instruction book so that when the Spirit speaks to them, they don't have to have the Holy Ghost yelling at them like I'm yelling at you. Are you with me? Let's get some more of this. Can we go a little deeper here tonight? Winning souls is a process of renewal. You've got to engage it. Did you, listen, in your occupation, I'm going to keep on going. In your occupation, did you just go, you know, I think I want to be a construction general contractor. Yeah, I'll be a general contractor. I think I'll just go out there and just start building something. I'm just feeling, you know, got a little gift. I can drive a nail and not read the book, not engage the process of learning what it means. How'd you like to be the Highline 72,000 watts, whatever it is, billions of power running through the Highline that he gets involved in every day? How'd you like, you know what? I just like climbing towers. I just think I'll just climb me a tower today. I think I'll just reach over and grab one of them wires. I'm going to open up a book and okay, I feel like, you know, my occupation, I want to look in people's ears and help them get hearing aids and all that kind of stuff. I need somebody who's read the book so they can make sure that they don't shove that thing down my head down too far. I need somebody who's read the book so when they build the house, it's still standing 10 years later. Come on, somebody. I don't want to work with somebody who's a free spirit who says, I just like climbing towers and grabbing on the wires. Read the book. Get qualified. Oh, God. Here we go. Winning the souls of people. I'm about to tell you something now. I'm almost done. She's pulled her ear three times. Winning the souls of people, which is the mind of people, is what Jesus was engaged in constantly. Changing their mind into the way he was thinking. The kingdom. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Change your mind. Repent. Change your mind. That's what repentance is. Change your mind. If you don't change your mind, your body won't do it. I don't care how much the Spirit is living on the inside of you, your will override it every time if you haven't been renewed. Now watch this. Listen carefully, because you've heard it. Here comes the news. Whatever your favorite network is, here comes the news 24/7. You have heard in this political ramp up for the election of the presidency, even, you have heard politicians saying this, quote, we are in a battle for the soul of our nation. And they have no idea what they're talking about, except they're saying exactly what it is. We are in a battle for the minds of people. Are you hearing me? They're thinking. Are we going to be socialists? Are we going to be capitalists? Are we going to be America, the home of the land of the free and home of the brave? Or are we going to be something else? If Christian people do not take the position and have their mind renewed and know what righteousness is, and we get caught up in the world of narcissism, it's all about me. I don't even have to be a prophet to predict what's going to happen to this nation. Okay? None of us ever thought that we would have somebody sitting in Congress who would come up with some idiotic idea like the Green Deal, where we're going to tear down every building in New York City. Brother George, you should go get your license up there, because if that thing goes through, you're going to be a multi-quazillionaire. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, the idea, so and people want to bow up on politics. This has nothing to do with politics. This is about the soul of a nation. And the problem, that what is that resistance that's coming against that? It's not political factions. You know what it is? I'm about to help you here. The United States of America was based, and its constitution was written out of this book. And John Adams, the president, said that our Constitution is only acceptable, I'm paraphrasing, it only works for a nation who governs themselves morally by the Word of God. Amen. The Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said several years ago, whenever the Arab Spring was going on, you remember all that, and it hit Egypt to start with, and they overthrew the government, all that kind of stuff going on, she suggested that we take our Constitution and send it over to Egypt so that they could govern themselves. It won't work. Because that God named Allah is not the God of this Bible. And the principles that govern Mohammedism and Islam and all of that is not the God of this Bible. It won't work. You can't mesh the two. Now, either we're going to be a nation of laws governed by the Word of God and the principles that are found in the Word of God, or we're going to secede ourselves, and that's the reason why it's so critically important that your mind is renewed on a daily basis. Otherwise, you'll look at it and go, that don't sound like a bad idea. I mean, everybody gets free college, free health care. You should read the book. Not even Jesus was free. You get salvation free, but somebody had to pay for it. These are principles that are not based in just some mindset in America. These are principles and statutes and governances that come right out of the Word of God. But if you don't renew your mind in this, you won't know what the Spirit is saying. And I stand up and preach to you the principles of God's Word, and I say something like this. Watch this. I'm about to make all the cat hair stand straight up in the back of your head. Tithe. Give 10% of everything you have to the kingdom of God. Amen. I'm picking up some amens as we go. You know why? Because the resistance against the truth and the principles of God's word, if you haven't renewed your mind, you'll look at it the same way that the Pharisees did and reason in your heart, wait a minute. You mean 10% of all? Like all? Then I get people sitting in my office and look at me and go, now, Pastor, okay, what if they start this bargaining? As soon as that comes out, I'm going, okay. All right, what I say right then is, God, I hope you're listening to this conversation. What if I didn't pay my tithes on the gross and I did it on the net? What do you think about that? You know what I tell people? Go on and do what you need to do. But my question is this, and I got a sermon I'm working on. Here's the title. Do you want a gross blessing or a net blessing? It's up to you. But I guarantee you this one thing. I've proven the Word of God to be true. Now, what does he say in Romans 12? I'm going to have to stop here. She's pulling her ear all the way down to the ground. Don't worry, it's like spandex. It just snaps right back up there. What does the Word of God say in Romans chapter 12? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your that ye may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. In other words, he wants you to change your mind so that you can prove that his word is true and bring the kingdom of God into your world.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.